O general francês Paul Sorès, 89 anos, é a memória viva dos atropelos aos direitos humanos praticados durante a ditadura brasileira entre 1964 e 1985. Ex-agente do Serviço Secreto da França, veterano das guerras do Vietnã e da Argélia, o Sorès colaborou com o regime militar no Brasil, ensinando aos oficiais técnicas de tortura e também de combate à guerrilha. No curso, os estagiários representavam o papel dos torturadores e dos torturados, afirmou o militar reformado, no livro Je n'ai pas tout dit, Ultime Révélation au service de la France. Eu não contei tudo, Últimas Revelações a Serviço da França, que acaba de ser lançado em Paris. A obra é uma série de entrevistas concedidas a jornalista Jean-Charles Deneau. Em suas revelações, o Sorès revelou que o governo Médici forneceu armas e aviões para o golpe militar que derrubou o presidente chileno Salvador Allende em 11 de setembro de 1973. E vai além ao relatar que o ex-presidente João Batista Figueiredo, então chefe do SNI, Serviço Nacional de Informações, o telefonou para dizer que seus homens haviam torturado e matado um francês subversivo, em referência a Laurent Schwartz. O Sorrez recebeu a Folha para uma longa entrevista na casa que tem na Alsácia. Não se furtou a reiterar tudo o que disse no livro e acrescentou que não se arrepende de nada, mesmo que seu livro anterior o tenha levado a responder a um processo por apologia de crimes de guerra. Acho que Figueiredo apreciou minha conduta em relação aos brasileiros. Minha colaboração foi frutuosa para eles e para nós.
In Central Park, a day like any other. A group of people take turns to ride a bicycle. It's sunny. It's maybe nearing sunset. The act of these six agents is now news. Not only because it is a day like any other, but because the action orchestrated by Ivan Navarro in 2011 happens in a loop, and we can tell when did it really start. In fact, we're seeing it in a video without beginning or end. The bicycle has a power generator connected to the agents' jackets, on which a word is lit by the electric current. The agent's movement brings electricity to the clothing, which is so close to the skin. And this movement also comes from the body. Also comes from the moving body. While each of these words is a verb, an order, also related to movement. Remain, pause, detour, forget, surrender, stay, remain, pause, detour. The circularity is only interrupted when one looks away from the screen. But the action continues, drawing a circle around itself until it becomes sculptural, a thing rather than an action, a circuit. This circuit goes well beyond the action. It is as an electrical circuit. From the feet to the generator, to the jacket, to the light, to the glowing word, to the moving bike, to the agent's relay. The agents advertise the words around the park, like someone who advertises the name or the face of a dead rock star on her or his jacket. A face that is not affirming or denying. A face that just appears in the middle of the crowd like a dead star. But in this case, these are common verbs, everybody's words. And it occurs to me sometimes to think about common verbs as dead rock stars. Remain, detour, forget. The agents take turns on the bike, without any scandal or spectacle around them. In fact, everything is like any day in Central Park, any other day in Central Park. The action is undertaken without protection, in the middle of the crowd, live in the park. There are no signs of grid production, and no one seemed to have stopped the traffic for this event. It is a self-organized action, and so to speak, an unarmed one. Simultaneously, at ear level, I mean, on the soundtrack of this video, there's another action, more abstract but also circular. A woman and a man reconstruct, reenact a conversation between journalist Lineage Duarte Plon and the French army general Polo Saez. This superimposition is also an act. The content of the conversation is both extremely violent and banal. A military executioner proudly exhibits the miseries of his historical memory. Once again, there's no scandal, only peace of mind. By now we all know that military executioners can exhibit their miseries in a condescending and impune manner to remind us how important they are for us and for the happy world they've created. In fact, they claim they are still necessary for things to go on the right track. It is then, as I say, a very normal conversation, like a day in the park. It is almost sunset. And six bodies circulate around Central Park on this tampered bike, wearing electrified clothes. One can imagine the electrodes connected to the clothes, as if they were those clamps that Osage certainly recommended to be used on the genitalia of political prisoners during his classes, during his summer classes in Fort Bragg. One of the hardworking students of Osage's, A. John Jones, spoke in a recent interview, in another interview, with journalist Marie-Monique Robin. The main motto of the counter-revolutionary war. The enemy is the people, he said, adding that after torturing, it is convenient to execute the prisoners. Meanwhile, in a book titled The Torture Report, Larry Sims explains what is this old idea about killing tortured prisoners. Killing tortured prisoners is about. Larry Sims explained what this old idea about. Killing. I'm sorry. Larry Sims explains this old idea about killing tortured prisoners. Once they're useless. It is called the endgame problem. And it happens when the military, the agency, let's say, I'm quoting Sims, have a particular interest in disposing of the detainees. And especially those who, if they're not kept isolated, they will probably spread information about the circumstances of their detention. It is then the end of the game. Circular problem, like a military speech, a torture loop, a promenade in the park, a relay of prisoners riding the electrical machine. Sims's book focused on torture programs carried out in secret prison sites in the last decade emphasizes another circular combination. The inaccuracy of information obtained by means of torture matches the uselessness of torture when it comes to distinguishing the guilty and the innocent prisoners. Everyone confesses when he or she is tortured. Everybody is broke. So what are we talking about then? Are those who torture exhibiting their art in interviews like those who promenade in the park, are they like any other? This makes us think of Jean Améry, the resistant and survivor of Nazi extermination camps. Mary said in his essay, torture. They use torture as a means to an end. But most importantly, they did it with passion. And this passion, as the philosopher Catherine Perret reminds us, is Innsbrunstig, a word that in German evokes sexual excitement and spiritual emotion. The teaching of torture in the expression of Perret is maybe an equation. 1 + 6 + 2 + 3,000 + 10,000 prisoners equal 0 people. End of the game. The executioners are very excited, as if they were about to make love or a performance. The Innsbrunstig. That's why Osares, in the interview that accompanies Relay, the video, has to specify that he is disgusted by torture. Because otherwise we would assume that it is the opposite. They did it with passion. The executioner will die satisfied. Holding his medals and wearing his horrible gray jacket full of distinctions and smiling to the camera. Impunity is present everywhere now in our atmosphere. Will the unarmed act, the dark humor, be a valid response to the satisfaction of the executioner? Maybe an action in the park, in the middle of the crowd, could be an example. Let it remain unexplained, indecipherable. Thank you. Art uses a mask. The mask of art uses a mask. Not only hides one's face, the mask of art uses a mask. Not only hides one's face, but it also, the mask of art helps breathing. Thank you. And with this, dear listeners and witnesses, we conclude the third season of Symposium, a collaboration between yours truly and Hueso Records. For the past 6-month-long 6 hours, we have heard the sounds of Electrodomésticos, Álvaro Peña, Carter Tutti, Princess Flower and the Moonrays, Brian Masumi, Nutria NN, Eduardo Viveros de Castro, Eleven Signs, Macumba, José Ribeiro, Orb, Villalobos, the 13th Floor Elevators, and many others, contained and projected in the mental space of Ivan Navarro's video work Relay, in the ghostly light of a philosophical discotheque named Horizon, and on WGXC. From New York City, Santiago de Chile, and Mystic, always with love, and sleep, and until soon, a circular thank you for listening or not being there.
Thank you.